The center was a spacious, semi-dark room on the main deck. With the ship still in port, the room was deserted except for a man who sat at a table, pecking away at a computer keyboard. "Dr. Adler?" Kurt said. The man looked up from his keyboard and smiled.
"Yes, and you must be the folks from Numa."
Austin and Zavala introduced themselves and shook hands with the wave scientist, a rumpled, big-boned man who had the physique of a lumberjack and a mop of shaggy silver hair that looked like Spanish moss growing on an old oak. He thanked them for coming and pulled over a couple of chairs.
"You don't know how glad I am to see you, gentlemen. I wasn't sure Rudy Gunn would go along with my request to have you on the expedition, Kurt. Getting Joe here is an unexpected bonus. I've heard a lot about you, and I know that Numa likes to tout its accomplishments without specifically attributing them to the work of your special assignments team."
The team had been the brainchild of Admiral Sandecker, who ran Numa before Dirk Pitt took over as director. He wanted a group of experts for undersea assignments that sometimes took place outside the realm of government oversight. At the same time, he used the team's more spectacular missions to leverage funds out of Congress. "You're right. We prefer to minimize our role." Adler responded with a big-toothed grin.
"It's very hard to minimize the discovery of the body of Columbus in an underwater Mayan pyramid, or to belittle the prevention of a methane hydrate tsunami off the East Coast."
"Dumb luck," Austin said. "We were only doing some troubleshooting. Why did you ask for me?"
Adler's face grew solemn.
"Something very strange is going on in the ocean, but I'd prefer to wait until we find the Southern Belle."
"No hurry. Tell us about the Belle's disappearance. As I recall, she was sailing off the mid-Atlantic coast. She sent out an SOS saying she was in trouble, then she vanished without a trace."
"That's right. An intensive search was launched within hours. The sea seemed to have swallowed her up, and the Belle wasn't simply any ship. It was about as close to an unsinkable vessel as possible."
Austin grinned. "That sounds vaguely familiar." Adler raised his finger.
"I know. The same thing was said about the Titanic, but the science of shipbuilding has made huge leaps since the Titanic went down. The Belle was an entirely new type of ocean-going cargo vessel. It was built strong enough to withstand the most severe weather. This isn't the first time a well-found vessel vanished. A cargo ship named the Munchen disappeared in a storm while crossing the Atlantic in 1978. Like the Belle, it radioed an SOS, saying it was in trouble. No one could understand what could have happened to such a modern ship. 27 crewmen were lost."
"Tragic." "Was any trace of the ship ever found?" Austin asked.
"Rescue attempts started immediately after the SOS. More than 100 ships combed the ocean. They found some wreckage and an empty lifeboat that provided a valuable clue. The boat would have hung by pins on the starboard side more than 60 feet above the waterline. The steel pins attached to the boat were found to be bent from forward to aft."
Zavala's mechanical mind immediately saw the significance of the damage to the ship.
"Easy call," he said. "A violent force, at least 60 feet tall, knocked a lifeboat off its pins. The maritime court said the ship sank when bad weather caused an unusual event."
Austin chuckled. "Sounds as if the maritime court was dancing around the real conclusion."
"The mariners who heard the court's findings would agree with you. They were outraged. They knew exactly what sunk the Munchen. Sailors have been talking for years about their encounters with waves 80 or 90 feet tall, but the scientists didn't believe their stories. According to the conventional scientific wisdom at the time," Adler continued, "waves like the ones the mariners reported were theoretically impossible. We scientists have been using a set of mathematical equations called the linear model, which said that a 90-foot wave occurs only once every 10,000 years.
"I worked on North Sea rigs for 6 years, Austin said. "It would be hard to find anyone on a rig who hadn't heard about the wave that slammed into the Draupner Tower.